are you in?
Press that, and it's like the volume fully pressed up. And it scares the shit out of me.
It's the show with you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're bound to answer. Starring Rick Nash, Corporate King, and the Queen of Iron.
Don't worry, I feel you.
I was getting proper stress there. Even though I'm talking over it, there's no point in the intro.
Well, you're in the show now anyway.
Has the intro finished?
Yeah.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I didn't, no intro planned. I was in McDonald's before this.
Yes.
Forgot to say, I overheard a conversation. There was two really, really loud girls a few seats down from me, and they were saying how they basically wouldn't kiss Evan because he's a frigid. So, shout out to Evan. Sorry, man.
I think a lot of us as wrestling fans can relate. We've all been Evan at one stage.
I don't know who the fuck Evan is. Don't know where. But maybe
Evan's listening. Like,
maybe he's a wrestling
fan. Yeah, if he's enough of a frigid, there's a good chance he's listening.
But,
we do host a wrestling podcast. that's the market, and that was us at one stage too.
But
frigid is such a horrible word. It's such a horrible word. Like, we all used it, but like then we didn't know what it meant. But it's like frigid. It's like, it's just like you can barely move because you're that kind of like it's a horrible word. Oh my god, we're off. Well, not we didn't make it up, but like we as an Irish public are off people.
Oh well, shout out to Evan. Any trades, Rick? First of all, go to you.
Yeah, I do. I'm taking out, no, real quick, I've thought about this already, I'm taking out Kevin Owens, who's been useless to me because he's more of a character than wrestling on Raw. I'm putting in Aleister Black. This is me going for it now. Aleister Black is on Raw every week, jobbing people out. Easy points in the bag. How have we not thought of this yet? Now
I have no fucking clue who's even in my team, so I'm not going to bother. Katie.
I still got
no nothing.
Were you really upset with, like?
What,
you were really like, just like, you were like, oh no, don't say that. Like, were you offended by me saying Katie had coronavirus?
No, it was just a real cringy joke. But, no, Joe, where Katie is, we'll be honest. Katie is in a fight camp. She clarified this on Twitter for her upcoming scrap at Scrappermania. And I don't know why, because she's going to get battered regardless. But, I mean, she's in a fight camp, preparing for CT Flexor and the Woke Queen. So, that's going to be, it'll be interesting. I mean, I'm curious to see how the Woke Queens win. I mean, it's, again, the result isn't really in doubt, but we're just going to wait and see. will you hop into the questions?
Yeah, let's do this. Some really good ones.
Kento CCFC. Following on from Chris Gaith, which, for those of you who missed it, Kento came out as a tan, saying he hates Tao. He prefers Walkers to Tao. What is the best non-Tao Tao product? It goes 1 Wheelies, 2 Chickatees, 3 Burger Bites for me.
They're all pretty much the same.
No, they're not. I'm not a big fan of Burger Bites. I love Chickatees and I fucking love Wheaties. I'm going to throw in Snaps. Not Snacks, not Chipsticks either. I don't think they're very nice. But Snaps are the blue packet that everyone seems to have forgotten about. They were really nice. I haven't had a packet of them in years. Don't know if they still make them. I haven't seen them in shops or anywhere like that. But that would be besides, I take out Burger Bites and I put in Snaps. Then we basically got the same list. What about you?
I like, right, so would like smoky bacon count as a Tato?
Smoky
like
bacon?
Like non-Tato Tato. Would smoky bacon qualify for this list?
But smoky bacon what?
Tato.
Oh, well no, because that's Tato. It says non-Tato Tato products.
But these are all Tato products.
No, like Chickatees are Chickatees.
Yeah, but they're made by Tato. That's the
point. Yeah, but it's not Tato crisps.
Okay, so if it says Tato, like, if the main brand is Tato. Okay, so I'm looking at it here. Chipsticks, yes. Monster Munch, your Mighty Munch, yes.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, they're in there as well for me. Didn't
Snacks
know
in are
there.
In there. Waffles are in there. Johnny Onion Rings. So I'm going to go, I like Burger Bites. I'm not big on the other two. So I'm going to go Chipsticks and Mighty Munch, I'm going to throw in.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Yeah, solid.
Because you never think about those, Chris. You know what I mean? When was the last time you thought about like half of them?
See, yeah, I was thinking more like non-title Chris, so I misread it originally, and I had to like quickly go on Google. But I misread it originally, yeah.
I haven't heard of Chipsticks in about a decade. I genuinely just remember them right there.
Oh, they're amazing.
They're alright.
So
I mean,
good.
I wouldn't die over them. Like, they're okay.
I die for Mighty Munch. Actually, Mighty Munch is on my list.
I always forget which one's Monster Munch and which one's Mighty Munch. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, the Mighty Munch is just, it's like Cocoa Pops or Choco Krispies. Do you remember they changed the name of Cocoa Pops for like a year?
To what?
Choco Krispies.
No.
It was so shit. And they even changed the ads. It was like, it was the same song though. It's like, we'd rather have a bowl of Choco Krispies.
That doesn't fit. That's like an aerial traffic jam. That's like, did I say on here about my lecturer who said, ready, steady, set, go. And it's like, that's not how it works. You pick steady or you pick set. You don't pick both. Because that's like saying, right, you're about to get a song ready and you go, and a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four, go. It's like, no, there's a certain unwritten
one,
cadence.
Two, three, four.
Or like, one, two, three, four, five, go.
Stop, you're about to really annoy me. I've got OCD for this stuff.
Exactly. But what was the question?
We answered it.
Okay, I don't really know how to tie it to anything. Oh no, the Rice Krispies. Oh yeah, the Cocoa Pops. Yeah. No, I said that. Are you sure that wasn't like some sort of like little brand or something?
No, it was genuinely, they changed the name. They had a big advertising campaign about it.
That sounds horrific, to be honest.
It was traumatic. Like, as a kid, you're like, no, these things, this is like, cereal is one of the constants in your life.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck are you doing, lads? What are you doing? Like, why? What was wrong?
Angry 9-year-old Rick just like fucking kicking down his house.
Yeah, and they changed. Well, I think Sugar Puffs is changed now.
To what?
I think it's like Honey Monster Puffs.
Oh, I don't like that cereal. I know the one you're on.
No, I think they've got rid of both. I think both Sugar and Puff are deemed like not acceptable. One of them you can totally understand why. I get it. Like, I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but like, Sugar as well is a bad word now. So I think it's Honey Monster Crisps. Honey Monster.
As long as cereal is the same, that's all that matters. But
no, it wasn't okay.
Bring back chocolate shreddies is all I have to say.
Yeah, I agree. And Rice Krispies.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for the question, Kendall. At Simpsons WWE, what's the worst bit of memorabilia tat you've ever seen? And he sent in here a picture, if I just zoom in, 1916 Jigsaw Collection. Puzzles with 1916 related imagery on it. Looks very patriotic. Fuck, I actually don't know. Memorabilia is so broad. Like, I don't know where, I can't think of. Give me examples of memorabilia.
So for me, the one that immediately jumped to mind was, I used to work in Tree Arena. And like, you find it cute when you go down, like, if you have, like, if you go to Tree Arena once or twice a year, you find it cute when you walk down the street and you see, like, the trader selling knockoff, like fucking, if it's a Conor McGregor fight, you'd see a t-shirt with, who the fuck is that guy on it and
stuff. This is my answer. Would you ever go past and it's like, get you the Rey Mysterious mask?
Yeah, exactly.
That's my answer. But then at the same time, it's kind of the best memorabilia, you know what I mean?
But yeah, you do. You think it's great the first time, but when you walk past it every night and you're like, you see them repurposing old stuff for new stuff, and it's like, it's a Rey Mysterio mask, but it's like got Baby Spice written on the side. The amount of shit they've reused. What did I see? I saw it like in one of those like stalls. I remember it, like a Henry Street at Christmas time. I saw a hat that said, like, a hat. Do you know the way, like, on some hats you'll see like, I love NYC and stuff on the front?
Yeah.
The hat, on the front of this hat, it had the word hat on it. I have a picture somewhere. I'm like, just in case you got confused. But it's not even you. You don't see it. Just in case someone doesn't know. What's that you have in your hat? Is it a hat?
Oh! That memorabilia is fucking shite, right?
What?
Do you ever see like people wearing hoodies that say like Harvard and fucking like Yale on it and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, do you think like in America they have like IT Tala and like IADT? I mean, for me, that's... For me, I have to say that fairly mediocre, if I'm being honest.
That's fair. No, I wouldn't disagree.
But yeah, thanks for the question, Simpsons WWE. At TKenny2622, who reminded us on Twitter, fun fact, it's 20-6 to me in Queen versus Keane ever since Tony took over.
Yeah.
This is what happens when Rick doesn't pick the winners, Katie. He says, first off, if the coronavirus makes the season void, how happy will you be when Liverpool aren't crowned champions? I think that'll be fucking hilarious. I think, but even like from a realistic standpoint, it won't. It definitely won't get the season won't stop because of like the Champions League places and things like that. They have to determine, but them winning the title behind closed. Behind closed doors, which is a like not even like a possibility, but a likelihood. A probability is so funny. But also the idea that I think they're saying, you know, they're gonna have a mass gathering and they're gonna watch it on a big screen and they're gonna be told, well, no, you can't. Like, are you gonna tell me that the police in England are gonna be able to tell Liverpool fans you can't meet up and celebrate this like moment you've waited your entire life for? You know what I mean? Like, it's not policeable, it's not enforceable, but it is really funny. It's up there with us taking City's Champions League spot. Fifth. I don't want to finish fourth. I want to finish fifth.
Yes.
I think it'd be really funny.
Then what if they like overturned it?
Yeah, yeah, you want to get fourth just to be safe. But one thing I'll say, and also I want Sheffield United in Europe as well. I have a really soft spot for Sheffield United because they're Irish players. But one thing I find really funny about season getting cancelled, right, and this almost tops Liverpool not being able to get the title, is teams. All right, so obviously Europe's a bit of a mess. The top is a bit of a mess. But what about the bottom? Norwich can't get relegated if the season doesn't end. Bournemouth
Leeds
can't get relegated.
Leeds
can't get promoted. They're on top of the championship with a handful of games to go. The first time. Now, obviously, they can still bottle it, but they're really. This is. They're probably going to get promoted this season for the first time in I don't even want to know how long. And that would stop them from getting promoted.
Sick.
Which is fucking hilarious.
I think, have you watched any of the Italian games? I watched a few Serie A games.
No, is it weird? I'd say it's proper weird.
It's so weird. Because like, you can hear the manager shouting, like, you're like, hey, 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 get back there, get back there, hey. So I want to see, I really, really need to see a Liverpool championship parade where it's like, we are the champions.
And then,
you just hear like the 22 lads like, yeah. And it's just like so ironic, so shit. It'd be iconic. And it'd be, you know, the celebration that Liverpool deserve.
I want to see West Ham play behind closed doors. Just hear David Moyes in his uncharismatic way just try and scream at players. I can't even. Were you going to impersonate it there?
You looked
like you were going to try, and then you kind of just gave up.
Yeah, it's,
your face is dropped.
You were getting really good at like reading my facial expressions. That's dead on.
Because who has an accurate David Moyes impression, you know what I mean? But one thing that made me laugh really hard, but it's okay, you don't have to.
I'm trying to think, can I do a David Moyes?
My favourite David Moyes moment, I think I mentioned this in the show before, but it's really funny. Do you ever see when he took over at whatever Spanish club that was, and he's in the press doing the interview, and it's like, and you know, we went at them uno, dos, tres times, you know, and it's the only... It's like, why do you fucking bother? Like,
that's almost as good as, do you ever see Steve McLaren when he took over at AZ?
No.
Oh, this is Corporate Keen material all the way. So, do you know the way sometimes when you're like around someone, like if I'm around like really dub people, because I'm a Blanche guy, so like I would have grown up with like a strong dub accent, like. But if I'm around real dubs, I'll start speaking a bit more dub. We naturally mirror people that we're around, just out of politeness more than anything. Steve McLaren starts doing an interview on Dutch TV, continues to speak English, but for whatever reason had a Dutch accent. So he's like, I think we will go on and play a lot of games.
I learned a lot about that because Joey Barton did the same thing with in French.
Marseille.
But apparently it's an adoration thing. Like they love it. I thought it was just him taking the piss, but apparently they love that.
Yeah.
It's just like you're trying.
In France especially, yeah, because they appreciate you like kind of making an effort. I remember I was listening to a radio show though, and it was this one of the most cringy but hilarious moments I've ever heard. They record during their ad breaks. And the producer, they had Jackie Chan on, and then the producer turned around and he did the exact same thing, and he turned, like, they're recording on the ad breaks, and then he's like, so we're gonna come back after one song, and he's like, ah, okay, one song, and then he goes, yeah, one song. And they must have played that clip after Jackie Chan had left a million times to the producer. And the producer's like, please just stop. Please just fucking stop. It was amazing. I love all that.
You mentioned Steve McLaren. Just go back to that. I don't know if this doesn't answer your question. But okay.
No, we have answered it. Steve, gas.
Steve, that's is he the same lad who did the Sky Sports News when it was Iceland against England? And it's like, England just dominating, just dominating, just controlling the pitch in every area. All Iceland have is Sigurdsson. And I can just see the score go, Iceland 1, Iceland 2. And they're all like,
tell us
what happened.
Yeah, it was Stig Thorsson. Big guy like I was just saying. Amazing.
Man, fuck. And that wasn't even his first question. Yes, I would be very happy to see Liverpool not get their title. Probably not going to happen, but still, there is some comedy moments on our way.
I want to see them get the title. Like, they do deserve it. My OCD wouldn't allow it. It would be hilarious, don't get me wrong, and I'd forever say
it. Oh, you'd hate to have an unfinished season, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather see, and I know this is like weird as a United fan, but I'd rather see City win it. I think at this stage it'd be so funny if Liverpool bottled that gap.
Yeah.
And the thing is, until the season's over, you can't say, like, I know. No.
Two wins.
No, but you can't. You can't say.
They need 5 points. They need two wins or one win and two draws from the rest of the season.
You can't say it won't happen. You just can't. Like, you can't until it happens. It's same as wrestling. You know what I mean? You can't say there's a 100% chance of something happening. 99.99999, sure. And if you bet money on it, you probably get nothing back because it's almost a certainty. But almost a certainty. You know what I mean?
If they lost to Bournemouth, which, like, it was hilarious when they went 1-0 down.
That's just. Like, look, the seeds that they were planted by that one goal, you know what I mean? But they got smashed at Watford. Who the fuck saw that coming? You know what I mean?
And then, like, they seem to be going off the rails, and Chelsea absolutely spanked them, and of course Atletico Madrid as well. They're probably going to go out in the Champions League. Well, like, people will know by the time this is
there. And the thing is, if they lose one or two in a row against shit teams, it could snowball. I'm not saying, again, all they need is, what you said, a win and two draws.
Two wins or a win and two draws.
So they'd probably be fine, but it's just, you know, for me, I would not be. I think.
Oh, Liverpool fans are the biggest overthinkers. I've been winding up every Liverpool fan.
Oh, they've been through a lot of shit.
Exactly. So they're very much aware of this, and like, it's almost not fun because you do want them to get confident, and then you want to place that doubt in their head. But it's already there. They're already freaking out. Like, so yeah.
Also, what's the best holiday you've been on, and why?
Either Tokyo or New York. Tokyo was just
all right,
great.
Mr. Worldwide. Oh,
they call me Pipple in some parts. Tokyo was great because I spoke about it before. I loved it, and it was something I always wanted to do as well. Going over my own was really scary, and that paying off was absolutely awesome. And it's a real bucket list thing that I'm so glad I did. New York was great as well, like, just because, like, we only went over for like less than a week, but like, I managed to tick so many boxes there. Went over with a few mates, and it just, we still have stories and memories from there for life, so it was absolutely class. That'll be for me.
I've been to Spain and Portugal a few times growing up, and it's not really my thing. So I'm gonna give shout outs to counties that gave me the best holiday growing up, alright?
Nice.
Shout out to Wexford, Curraghclough, the yellow houses. I went there with my family, it was slick. Also Kilmuckridge in Wexford is pretty good as well.
Nice.
Shout out to Tramore and Waterford, Majestic Hotel, that's where my cousin showed me YouTube for the first time.
Ah.
That's pretty cool. Shout out to Clare. Had one good holiday in Clare. I don't know why I was ever brought back, but probably for financial reasons. Trebolgan in Cork.
Yeah! We used to do shows in Trebolgan. Were you there?
I was never at the shows. That was probably just before I started going.
Right, okay.
The big count?
Before. That's so depressing.
What?
Before you started going.
Yeah.
I'd finished my leaving cert.
And shout out to Offaly, Tullamore, the British House Hotel, and those were kind of the main places. Jeez. I went to with like my cousin and my friend, and we used to, like, we were going around, like, especially if it was a hotel, we'd go around, like, play fucking chase and all around the hotel, going to like, the fire exits.
Nice.
And all that. Yeah, I was gassed. That's shit the way, like, if I went back now, I'm like fucking twice the size, and like, people would look at me all weird. Like, just someone running around the hotel to the fire exits, like, you know what I mean?
I remember the worst holiday I've ever been on, I got taken to Blackpool by my parents.
England Blackpool?
Yeah, and like, you look back at this as an adult very differently, and you kind of see, oh, that's what was happening. I was 12, and they put me in a kids club, so I'd meet people, but like, It was a kids club.
Yeah, and you're
I was 12.
That's big for a kid
and
club.
And then they
it?
Had like a kids disco, and it was like aga do 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 push for the. And I'm just like, this is the worst moment of my life.
And did I'm did like, you get that shit, DJ?
Yeah,
everybody
that.
Put your hands up now. Everybody make some noise.
That. And then it's literally like kids going around throwing blocks at my feet. And I'm like, just please just leave me. I hate every second of this.
And they're all like 6 and 7. Yeah, man.
And I'm like to my parents, why'd you leave me? Now I look back and I'm like, oh, they're probably planning a blatant dirty weekend or something like that. But like, I'm like,
that's a prick move by your parents, man. I don't care what. I'm like, fuck that. That's
I'm like, why did you leave me? And they're like, oh, we didn't realize. I'm like, you fucking pricks.
Oh, what was I going to say? Fuck something out of my head. Ah, it's Max Benair. Fuck it. Thanks for both of your questions, Tony. At Declan Byrne 31, I met Leanne Kiernan on Thursday night. That is not a question. I just like to mention it every chance I get.
Congratulations.
Shout out. Yeah, no, that was genuinely really cool. Yeah. A lot of people were saying to me that they were buzzing when they saw that.
It was in our group chat.
Yeah,
were talking about it in our group chat.
That was really cool. My question is, do you think celebrities listen to your podcast? I think the Irish women's team do, and that's what made Leanne Kiernan see us on Thursday. Also, where is Katie Harvey? Anytime Katie Harvey is not on Low Blows, the other host should say, where is Katie? Well, I said where she was earlier. I disagree. I don't think anybody should even be asking that. If she's not here, that's just her being unprofessional, I suppose. But in terms of your first question, initially I was going to say no. And then I realised, like, when you say celebrity, yeah. I mean, you include, like, the Shamrock Rovers team and all that, like
Alexander Dean.
You include like, you know,
Terry
what I mean?
Thatcher,
like the reserve. Oh yeah, Terry Thatcher. He listens.
Yeah.
Or like the Shamrock Rovers, like reserve team. I'm pretty sure some people that listen have probably the same following. You know. So
we had like there's been a few celebrity listens over the years. We had your man, one of the guys at Love Hate. What was his name? Who was the really psycho guy in Love Hate?
Fran.
Fran's, like, right-hand
Dean.
Man. Dean, yeah.
Dean was the Eric Rowan of Love Hate. I was a big fan of his.
Yeah, he listened to Low Blows. I don't know, he might still do.
Fantastic.
We had him on before, yeah. We have a few from America who listen. A few people from College Humor.
The fact that they're American makes them celebrities, by the
fuck. No, but, like, few people. I'm sure you've seen College Humor. Like, you're a big YouTuber.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, College Humor. We have, like, a couple from over there. We had a guy on before, Murph. Was on the show, and he listens since then. We've talked a few times. It's surprising. Like, there's a fair few. Like, we had, like, I don't want to give away stats, but we had a fair few listens, like just last week alone. Like, so there's people out there, and they're not the type who are going to tweet into Ask Low Blows either. Do you know what I mean? You're not going to get, like, actors and
Barack
stuff.
Obama being like, Ask Low Blows, can I meet the Kiernan?
Fuck, marry, kill.
For fuck's sake, Obama.
No, like, I don't think there's any, like, there's no haters, but, like, you'd be surprised. I don't want to tell you because I'll freak you out, like. But you'd be surprised.
Thanks for the question, Declan. At Brian the Maniac, there's a potential 11 title matches for WrestleMania. Do you think that's too many title matches for WrestleMania? If so, what title should be defended and what one shouldn't?
I definitely don't think every title should be defended at WrestleMania. I get the logic about why it should. I think, like, if they're doing WrestleMania weekend as a thing, like, they should have every title defended throughout the course of the events, like Access and stuff like that.
Raw. Yeah. WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. And SmackDown's on a Friday now as well, so that can be counted.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, technically that can be part of the whole festivity. So I don't know how the Hall of Fame's going to work this year. It's going to be weird.
Wait, is that normally Friday?
There's TakeOvers one night, Hall of Fame is another, and then the main pay-per-view. But now SmackDown's going to be one of those nights.
Well, Hall of Fame will be a Thursday then, won't they?
Could be.
Or they could just, you know, put it on same time as NXT.
So, like, I think the ones that should be on the main WrestleMania card are the ones with storylines. It doesn't matter if it's, like, there shouldn't be certain titles that are always defended. The world titles are the only ones that should definitely always be defended. You should always have a tag team championship match. You should always have a mid-card championship match. But they don't have to be. You don't have to force them on for the sake of losing a good match. So matches with feuds, the rest, I don't care if champions are in the battle royals or in like multi-man matches. I don't care if that's the case, because you don't look back on WrestleMania cards. No one looks back on, say, WrestleMania 28 and is like, well, the Intercontinental title wasn't defended. You know what I mean? If it's a great WrestleMania, you don't care. I'm sure WrestleMania 17 had a championship that wasn't defended. There was a championship within WWE that wasn't on that card, and we don't notice. No one thinks of it. So it should be just matches that are worth being on WrestleMania. If there's a belt involved, even better. But yeah, you shouldn't be forcing them on. Defend them all over the course of the weekend on your various shows and all that, but like, don't have to be on the main card.
Yeah, I suppose there are a lot of titles. You kind of change your mind. I was going to say yeah. And then say that, you know, I mean, you can do squash matches and stuff. Mm. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Like, I was going to say, should the Cruiserweight title be defended? But now that Devlin's the champion, I absolutely want it to be defended. But like,
would you rather sit on a takeover? Well, we'll be on takeover now.
Yeah, be on takeover. See, the NXT Women's Championship match is going to be on WrestleMania. So that frees up a spot. Do you know what I mean? Although they are having a four-way women's ladder match on takeover.
For the title?
No, for a number one contendership after.
I like that. So yeah. they're not trying to do two titles matches and selling me on like somebody winning it at TakeOver or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could Bianca Belair be the one to face Charlotte? And we're like, no, you've built up Rhea Ripley, we know. Yeah. So no, they aren't doing that. So.
I think it does. You see, the problem is WWE don't... Like, they already don't do enough with the mid-card titles, you know what I mean? Like, when I look at Andrade as the US champion, I only know he's the champion because I watched Elimination Chamber this morning. If I didn't watch it this exact morning, I would have not been able to tell you who the champion is.
He's been suspended though as well, like, I think.
No,
before,
but
even
before, I mean, whoever the US champion was before him, I couldn't tell you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I do love the storyline they're doing with that.
And the same with the Intercontinental title. It's like, for me, they should be doing, like, it should be a TV title. It should be defended every week on TV. It should be, or if not, it should be main eventing when it is getting defended, you know what I mean? It should be. So I think them defending it at WrestleMania, or them not defending it at WrestleMania, isn't doing it any more damage than not giving a shit about it on a weekly basis.
It's a good point.
You know what I mean? So I would like to see them all defended if they're all being treated with prestige, but if they're not, then I don't think it's worth taking time off, you know, more important matches.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, that was a great point, considering I didn't know what I was going to say. About
they're the best ones.
Back to the question. At @Chloe_Lynch, if you could have any Irish sports star compete in an Irish wrestling match, who would it be and why would it be Greg Bulger? Oh, no, I added that part. I added that part at the end. I'm sorry, Todd.
Greg Bulger against Terry Thatcher, just for Declan.
Greg I do like a mixed tag where it'd be like Greg, like Declan and Leanne Kiernan against Katie and Phil. Or like something like that, you know what I mean? Or
would
like,
you not mix it up so that there's one wrestler on each team?
No.
No, you just want Declan and Leanne Kiernan to team up.
Make
a six-man. Put Justy on their team or something. Give them a wrestler. Give them a shot, like.
I'll give them Eric Rowan. Is there any restriction? No, there's no restriction. So, Eric Rowan, Declan Byrne.
It's an Irish wrestling match.
We'll do Survivor Series, all right? Declan Byrne, Terry Thatcher, Greg Bulger, Leanne Kiernan, and Eric Rowan against Katie, Phil and Morton Hype.
I'd like to see...
Oh, sorry, and David McGoldrick versus Rob Van Damme would be a really cool match. Go on, what are you saying?
I'd like to see Katie Taylor against maybe Debbie Keitel. I think the promos leading up to that would be pretty funny. But the Woe Queens, like any combination of such, I think the promos would be...
Katie Taylor, to say?
Yeah, I think them ripping into Katie Taylor would be quite funny.
Yeah, well, Katie Taylor doesn't have, like, for me, like, kind of... Like the charisma, you know what I mean?
But that's why I'm putting there against them, because they're bringing that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Katie Taylor and Seshima.
I'm trying to look at other sports. I'm thinking like in MMA, obviously there's McGregor.
McGregor's the obvious one, but I don't want
to see
him.
Who else is there? There's like the only other Irish lad in the UFC is like Joseph Duffy, who's a really soft-spoken Donegal lad. I'd rather just have Jimmy Malloy in there, to be honest. that's a hot take and a half. Joseph Duffy is just a shit Jimmy Malloy. I'm going to stand by that. That's the hill I'm going to die on. I think David McGoldrick.
GAA, I want to see.
I know zero GA players.
Yeah. Rugby, oh, there you go.
I don't give a fuck about the Irish rugby players. No offense, like, none of them, like, they're just jacked D4 lads. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. Who, what? Golf. Oh, you know, that'd be a good signature weapon. I think a golf character would work well in wrestling. So Padraig Harrington in there with his, or Ken Doherty with his snooker cue. Yeah.
Ken Doherty, I hadn't even thought of him in years.
Ken Doherty
against
versus
Justy.
No.
Justy works for all of these matches.
Ken Doherty versus Angelo Dawkins. That's what I want to see.
An Irish wrestling match.
Oh, Ken Doherty versus Adam Maxson for the title.
The dream match.
The dream match. Yeah, is that, I want to think of other sports. I want to think of some wild, like, niche sports.
Who are the rowers that won in the Olympics? The lads, a tag team match. Them against Morden Hype.
I feel like
there's a sport. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a bit of steak after this wrestling match.
Who's name an Irish stars player?
Brendan Dolan.
Brendan Dolan, Bobby George Jr. Let's
oh,
go. Let's
there
go.
We go.
The fucking swerve from
there's a whole
Tony
fucking
Idol.
Card here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a fucking great question. Thanks, Tony. At Alan Tarr, how could Courage have succeeded? Wright's closing down was horrible. It was a decent venue, to be fair, for the wrestling. The music was shite. Courage actually moved from Wright's before it closed. Yeah, like, the new venue was, fucking
Sugar, no, Button Factory.
Yeah, Button Factory. So that wasn't really an issue. Well, yeah.
If anything, Wright's was kind of holding it back because it was so far out. Yeah. Like, people were okay to, like, they were okay with the idea of having an alternative kind of promotion, but, like, they weren't okay traveling to Swords. And I kind of got it because I was put out every time I had to travel to Swords.
Yeah,
to
I mean, I'm coming from Tala as well, so it's like all the way over. Like, if it was in Tala, I'd be like, what are you complaining about? Yeah. But because it's in Swords, I'm like, oh, man, effort.
I think, like, the obvious answer is the main one. Like, it would have succeeded if the lads hadn't promised the Button Factory there'd be fun. 500 people there and 300 tickets sold by the week of the show, like, which was just never, like, they'd been told that's not going to happen, you need to deal with this, and they just didn't. And then if they hadn't done that, and if they'd have, like, stepped back and, like, I think, like, succeeded is, like, a wrong word. It was never going to be OTT. And even when, like, we were doing it, we were, like, we weren't trying to be OTT. We didn't want to be. We knew that wasn't a realistic goal. So it depends on what your level of, your measure of success is. It could have stood on its own 2 feet and been an entertaining promotion if they'd have just, like, had realistic goals and just let us kind of do our thing and let us create something interesting and different, I think. But that's about it. Like, because the talent was there. There was enough of a roster for a good show to happen. Like, I think that's how it would have succeeded for me.
I think they should have brought in Alison Kay. That's my only real complaint.
You said that a lot at the time.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, man, that would have happened. Well, would have happened. Like, yeah. That would have been so cool.
You were putting in the work to build up the goodwill to get that as your favour. Like,
maybe it would have just been me that cared. But that's I've had my fun, and that's all that matters. No, yeah, I don't know, really. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's my answer. Yeah, thanks for the question, though.
You got actually a look at our dynamic.
But I was just there.
In running courage there, where it was like, here's the business reasons for this, and then it's getting like, oh, and Alison Kay, that'd be
yeah,
gas.
Yeah, like, that pretty much, like, I was kind of just, like, chilling.
That was our dynamic right there. We just tapped into the old courage magic.
At Andrew's Crack, if Irish and UK wrestlers were TV presenters, who'd be who? The presenters can be from anywhere, right? So
We need TV presenters first. Yeah, neither did I. We need TV presenters first.
The only TV presenter I know is Julian Simmons. So who would say...
Who's Julian Simmons?
Nye on YouTube.
Julian! Deirdre's in a bit of a pickle. I do fear what's going to happen.
I saw a Myla Grace promo recently and she sounded just like him. So I'm gonna say her.
Never! You ruined Myla Grace for me. I will never be able to look at a Myla Grace promo.
I can't remember who she was called. It might have been Debbie or someone. Or
Debbie Keitel. You've gone and messed it up now.
She was just like, hi, dare you? I was like, that's Julian Simmons.
Oh, no. You've ruined my liver.
No, how is that ruined? That's deadly. That's the ultimate compliment. With Julian Simmons, like, that's... You know what I'm like when it comes to, you know, like, fucking being all Republican and all that. It's like, you know, like, how I'm always like, I can never compliment the Protestant. But that man is a god.
He's the person that could have brought us together. Like, yeah, if anyone's going to forget your John Hume, forget your, you know, forget all that shit, forget your Tony Blair, your Bernie.
The Good Friday Agreement was all because of Julian Simmons. Everyone knows that.
Well, like, right, we can agree on some things, okay? So let's get to the table. That's the man. Imagine, like, you know, Sinn Féin getting government. They're like pushing the whole 32 counties. They're like, we need to do something to unite the country. It's the Ardesh. And then all you hear is the, well, ladies and gentlemen, huge pop. Julian comes out, cuts a mad promo.
Sorry, side note. Could you imagine how cool it would be if Julian Simmons opened Scrapmania? Nigh on OTT.
Julian Simmons in the ring, like Engo's doing his opening, right? Engo's doing his opening, and he's like, the time is now, the place is here. The lights go out. The lights go back on. Julian Simmons is in the ring. Him and Engo stare off. And it's just like, I don't know why this makes sense, but it does. This is the match I've always wanted
someone
to see.
Someone who's shown no interest in Irish wrestling or wrestling in general ever is now in the perfect position. Like,
but it makes sense. Him and Engo staring across. Like they do the Austin, the Rock and Hogan thing where they're just staring at one side.
No, you know, be fucking slick, right? Imagine before every match, there's continuity announcing. So it's like, it's like, once a two-time lion cheat, always a two-time lion cheat. David Starr versus John Moxley after this. And it'd be so cool.
And this is how Courage would have succeeded.
Yeah, we would have got Julian Simmons. Man, why did that place have to fold? That would be so cool.
Well, we didn't answer your question, but we answered the question before you.
Oh, yeah, Irish and UK wrestlers.
Nothing we can say can...
I mean, he'd be Pat Kenny. That's another. I know Pat Kenny. I don't know him personally. I just know who he is. I know someone who's friends with Pat Kenny.
Did?
Like they're in his house when they were like younger. Because apparently, like their mom or dad is friends with Pat Kenny. I'm like, that's a really cool claim to fame that no one else thinks is cool, but I do.
Yeah. I used to play basketball with Ronan Collins's son.
Oh, who's that?
He presented a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd love you with that lad. Ronan Collins?
Yeah, you know what to see.
I probably would. That's what, yeah, I think I will. Right, let me see.
We should listen to Keen Google now.
Yeah, we should. It makes for great audio. R-O-N-A-N. Ronan Curtis. That's the name of the... I was trying to think of him earlier, the Portsmouth winger.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why were you trying to think of the Portsmouth winger?
Because I was having an argument with myself. Because I saw this I saw this article that was saying how, like, Jack Byrne and Patrick Hoobin off Dundalk were good enough for the Ireland starting 11. And I was like, right, Ireland squad, yes. Starting 11, no. Like, I put the Eritrea League up there. For me, I think it's a fair comparison is League 1. I know some would say League 2. I think League 1, the top players at least. And would you put Ronan Curtis in there? But I forgot Ronan Curtis's name.
There you go.
Ronan Collins.
This isn't even a show anymore. This is just microphones are on for the chats that me and Keane have. Katie brings it all together, better or worse.
When Katie's not here, it falls apart. I don't recognise that lad at all. I recognise Ronan Curtis, though, so I'm going to pretend he presented a lot instead.
He did.
Yeah, what was the question?
Let's just move on.
No, I feel bad moving on. Did we give an answer?
Yeah, Julian.
So,
Myla Grace.
Wait.
Yes, Julian.
I forgot about the Myla Grace part.
Like, people will never watch a Myla Grace promo the same again.
No, who's, hang on. There's definitely someone. Who's
Ryan Tuberty.
Who's Ryan Tuberty?
A skinny little whipper.
But it's not really the appearance.
Oh, see, who's Joe Duffy?
Oh, we're including radio, are we?
I don't know, why not? We need to have some answer.
No, we said TV presenters. You're ruining it.
Fuck's sake.
But we don't even have that many, like... Oh, who's Graham Norton?
Graham Norton, so sarcastic, sassy, funny, real dry.
I don't know. That's a lot of words you threw at me.
Who's sassy? Fabulous Nikki. There you go. Boom.
Nah. I don't know. I don't have a better answer. Captain Sexy? Who's he?
Yeah, there you go. It's Graham Norton.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's an answer.
I was very ill-prepared for this question.
Box
I apologise.
Ticked.
But thank you for your question, nonetheless.
It was a really good question.
At @Joe_Stodge, if wrestlers never got into wrestling, what legit jobs do you think they'd have? Bobby Roode would have been a supermarket manager, and Enzo Amore would have been a lad rapping on Grafton Street, trying to sell his crap album.
Yeah, that's very true.
I would say Aleister Black is clearly a tattoo artist.
Yes.
I think Big Show is a professional big man.
He's like, you know, he's the guy who, like, lifts your couch. He delivers your couches. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's in a delivery van and he lifts things.
Yeah, that's fair. See, I think it's cheating to say, like, Big E would be, like, a preacher, because that's kind of technically what New Day started as. So I'm kind of, like, just pointing out the obvious by saying that.
Well, he's very good at it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's proper good at that.
I think Big E could convert me to anything. Like, yeah. He just has the charisma, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
I don't know.
Who else? I'm literally stuck thinking of wrestlers. Will Ospreay. He'd be definitely like a delivery boy, and like he'd be the guy in Argos, like, who like brings your stuff out. Like, you don't even speak to him at the counter. He just brings your stuff out.
Yeah.
He'd be like a little scrub, like, if he didn't have wrestling. A lot of people would just work shit menial jobs because wrestling is the thing they're good at. That's what they're putting this earth to do, like. And that's not an insult on any of them. There's a lot of competent, intelligent people, but wrestling channels their intelligence into one coherent thing. So who's a wrestler? That's where I'm falling at, like. WWE roster. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Don't know. The Rock actor.
That's like, you can't just say their jobs.
I can. Brock Lesnar, accountant.
he's seriously good with numbers.
Yeah, you
he's,
never know.
He's mad. Like, look at the fucking money he brings in.
Yeah,
he's
there
great.
You go.
Like, who else have you got? Cedric Alexander would work in IT.
Why?
I don't know, he just seems like one of these, like, real, like, infectious, like, kind of guys going around the office, like, getting coffee, and he's just, like, buzzing. Like, he'd work in some kind of corporate corporate scenario. Drew McIntyre would be a PT. A lot of them would be personal trainers.
Yeah.
Like, that's, they
that
do
tends
that
to
as well.
The rest of their day job. Like, there's so many, like, personal trainers in wrestling.
Kevin Owens would work in, like, I imagine him hanging out with the lads in the 40-Year-Old Virgin movie. Like, selling TVs and stuff like that.
I was going to say, I imagine Kevin Owens, and, like, I know X-Division doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But he seemed like somebody would be in X-Division.
Just sitting there with his feet behind the counter, just being, like, pissy towards you. Like, when you're asking him for, like, basic help, and he just doesn't want to give it. Seth Rollins. He'd be real snarky. He'd work in, like, IT or something like that as well. Like,
I don't know. See, I also
he'd be trying to get his whole, like, the whole time. He'd just be, like, emailing every young one in the office. Like, that'd be Seth Rollins. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any jobs or wrestlers, so this is probably...
Seth Rollins would work in finance. He'd be just the one of those cocky assholes. What would Becky Lynch be? She's been, like, a lot of different jobs. She's, like, airline... She was a trolley dolly.
It's mad how she like did the whole airline. It's, I just can't imagine her doing that. Like, I can't imagine Becky Lynch doing anything other than wrestling now because she's such a star now.
Did I ever tell you? Like, I remember I went to Mr. Ireland, a bodybuilding contest. Did I ever tell you? No, I wasn't in it. Like,
oh right, oh, I thought that's what you meant. I was like,
well, good lord, oh my god, I'd be fucking thrown off stage. but no, fucking, what happened to me there? Good lord, I've never said those words before. Just became an 80-year-old from Alabama. Good lord,
good lord.
I remember I was in, and this was like during those years where Becky had left wrestling, and I went to see it because a mate of mine was in it, and it was me and Bruiser sitting in the crowd because he's into bodybuilding as well, and then all of a sudden all you hear is dun, 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 I think I'm cute. And Becky fucking Lynch comes out on stage and starts doing, like, the poses. It's very boring going to a bodybuilding show because there's a lot of people doing the same poses. So if you get someone with a bit of charisma and doing it, she starts doing all the typical bodybuilding poses, but with Shawn Michaels' bit of, like, twists and stuff like that. Like, she started doing the moves and stuff. Like, it was fucking class. It was because we knew her through the rest of the scene. Like, so we were like, what the fuck's Becky doing there? it was very random. But, yeah, there you go.
At Irish Slam Dan, welcome to the job interview of your dreams. Why should I hire you? You shouldn't. Well, what's your answer?
I don't know. The only thing I thought for this was I've been in a few interviews over the past year now, with my current role, and like I use low blows a lot in them. Like, a lot.
Why would you do that now?
it's what put me ahead of the pack. Like,
well, I mean, it's from your perspective, it's like You set up a business, you know what I mean?
I set up a business, I manage a team, I acquire and distribute and produce content.
So you can use all the fancy words. I think you can do absolutely nothing, but if you're able to use those words and like sound right, you know what I mean?
It's doing an interview, like.
Even though you're not lying though either, you know what I mean? That's the fascinating thing.
See, that's the thing, like, it's when you actually like spin it into what, like, it is, like, we're in it, so like we see it as just having a laugh and ripping the piss and stuff like that, but also then I'm getting home and I'm editing content to be released and distributed and marketed.
I edit.
Yeah. Like, you've got a lot.
I've never referenced my YouTube channel, but maybe I should.
Yeah, this is, well, you'd be mental not to, because like that's something that you have, and it's like you've built a subscriber base.
Oh, nice.
You build a customer base. Do you know what I mean? Like you've done a lot.
Wait, what's my dream job is YouTube. Why would I be getting interviewed?
You can do presentations. Like you presented.
Have you seen me do presentations?
No, but if you brought that to yourself, like what I do a lot of my low blow stuff. Like, people love when I do presentations in work because like I'm basically just doing a low blow. I'm doing low blows live. In my head, I'm doing low blows live. But I'm putting personality into it. So it's like, and I'm comfortable getting up in front of people through wrestling. So I can both like get across a message, but you put charisma into it.
The fucking sweats on me doing a presentation. Oh, lads.
But you probably do it in the same way that everyone else is doing presentations.
Have you ever seen me do presentations? Well, you haven't, because you're not my college. That'd be a bit weird if you have. But, like, I probably just melt. Like, I'm melting on the ground. I'm like, it's kind of funny, to be honest. But everyone's like that. One thing I love doing when we're doing presentations in college is I love looking at people's hands when they're holding the paper and you see it shaking. I'm like, that's going to be me in, like, 4 minutes.
Relatable content. But no, you... but like, here's the thing, like, that's because you probably do presentations in like the way that like everyone else is doing presentations. You're doing a college presentation, whereas if you flipped it and go, do you know what, I present a show every single week that goes out to like, you know, over 1,000 listeners, like, so it's like you're like, I'm actually quite good at this because they enjoy it. And if you brought that skill set into that, then all of a sudden you'd probably be the best presentation in the class, because you actually have more experience than anyone else in there at presenting things. But you just don't think of it that way because you're in college and you're like, well, I have to do what other people are doing. But actually, you're probably way better than them because you do this every week. Trust me. I'm good at coaching and motivating. Dan, this is
why I might not sound motivated, but I'm sure you see something in my body language that would suggest that.
Just give me a job, Dan. Just give me the job. I've got this.
thanks for the question, Dan. At JMalloy1985.
Go on, Jimmy.
Because of OTT song quirks, I now think Affirmation by Savage Garden is good, but how many of the lyrics do you agree with?
I love this question.
So, I suppose I'm just going to have to read all these out.
Yeah, we'll go one line by one, because if you don't know the song, it's just basically just a list of beliefs that he has.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll say if we agree with them or not.
I believe the sun should... let me try that again. Take two. I believe the sun should never set upon an argument.
Yeah, I believe it. I like that.
Yeah,
You shouldn't go to bed mad at someone, because I'm a very, like, I like the song If Tomorrow Never Comes. So, like, yeah, you don't know if someone's going to die. But, yeah, no, I believe in that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's I like to avoid arguing when I can. So,
in general, yeah.
Sure, I thought I'd agree with that. I believe we place our happiness in other people's hands.
No, I think the word we there is
I don't even know what that means.
Like, what he's saying there is, like, our happiness depends on what other people think of us and how other people react to us.
I've changed my mind. I've interpreted it differently. So, my happiness is in other people's hands. Because, take, for example, UFC 249, Tony and Khabib. If that gets cancelled, if either of them pull out, my happiness is in their hands. Because if they pull out, I'm gone. I'm not happy. You know what I mean?
But you've set your life up in that way that you're reliant on those external factors. Whereas if you realise that the gun is in your hand, get some Matrix shit, then you can actually be in control of your happiness.
So if I just don't care about UFC?
It's not that if you don't care, but if you have an over-dependence on UFC, then you're dependent. That would be an extremely I'm not saying you do, but like if someone was to have, like that would be an extremely like unreliable thing, because that shit happens all the time. Like, flights get cancelled all the time.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, even like you look at like, but even if you have multiple interests, you know what I mean? It's like, for example, if Scrappermania got cancelled, I'd be fucking unbelievably upset.
True.
But
if you have other interests, the more interests you have, so
it's still going to upset me.
I remember when, I'm not saying it would, but like what I'm saying is, if I remember when Man United used to lose when I was a kid, my day would be ruined. I couldn't talk to anyone. I was upset for the day. Man United
thank
lose.
Fuck, that's not the case.
When Man United, yeah, Jesus. Man United lose now, it doesn't, it barely phases me. I'm bummed for about 5 minutes. And then I'll just go, oh yeah, I'm just going to do this. Oh yeah, I'm just going to do that. Because I have other interests in life. I have other, the more things you have, the more you can kind
of. Yeah, but even if you have loads of things, it's the only way something wouldn't disappoint you like that. Is if you're not really that passionate about it.
Okay, so that's disappointment and happiness as a whole. This is why I love this question.
No, because if you get disappointed, you're not happy.
Yeah, okay, but that's happiness is a more general, broad term that refers to your overall state of mind. Whereas disappointment is just referring to how you feel about one particular instance. So if you, that's why, like, we do disagree on this, but I think there's just a different mindset there. So my happiness isn't dependent on one individual thing. I spread my options, so my happiness is dependent on that. If all of the various different
exactly.
things did, which in a theoretically is possible but extremely unlikely, then I'm not going to be happy.
So it is in other people's hands.
Well, no, because it's also like it's I'm choosing to do this, and a lot of the stuff that I'm happy with, I control. Like, I'm happy when I feel healthy and in shape, which means going to the gym, which I'm in control of. But I'm in control of that. If I go to the gym and if I diet right, I'm gonna.
What if your gym goes out of business? Will you not be sad?
The concept of gyms isn't gonna go out of business. The concept
if hypothetically speaking, if it did,
then I can do press ups and I can go for runs.
You wouldn't be sad if your gym went out of business.
No, like what happened? The variable there is if my legs, like if I had to get my legs amputated or something like that.
Jesus.
And
well, no, but
that'd be how I couldn't do physical exercise.
But that's to do it yourself, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying if the gym goes out of business, that's because of someone else. You've put your happiness in their hands and they've let you down.
No, that's actually a perfect example because there are many other gyms that exist. So I'm in control of that.
Yeah, but hypothetically speaking, if they all went out of business, you know
then
what I mean?
I'd just go for a run.
But you wouldn't be sad if every gym went out of business.
It's not gyms that particularly do it. It's the idea of being active. I can find something else to do it. See, that's my mindset where I'm not reliant or dependent on other people. I used to be, but I had to change that.
If WrestleMania got cancelled, would you not be sad?
I'd be sad, but it wouldn't affect my overall happiness.
But if you're sad, then it does affect your happiness.
But happiness is, like, I'd be disappointed, but happiness is a broad spectrum related to multiple things.
We're going to go around in circles.
This is why I love this question.
But it's about 20 questions, so we'll get to the next one.
Yeah.
I believe that junk food tastes so good because it's bad for you. Well, I mean, I don't know what this means because I don't know what goes into making food. I don't know what ingredient in particular makes me love what, you know, like Pringles or onion rings. Maybe what they mean is the fact that I can't have it every day, but I do have it every day. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't,
you lucky bastard.
I don't think I do agree with this, but I'm not sure. I'm going to lean towards no.
It's a chicken and egg situation. I think like junk food is food that's manufactured to taste good. I don't think that it's specifically because it tastes good because it's bad for you. But I think he's correlating those two things. But it's manufactured to taste good. And because it's not as focused on being good for you, and it's more focused on being tasty, then it becomes junk food, if that makes sense.
I believe your parents did the best job they knew how to do.
That's very true.
Well, it's true for me, but it's not true for everyone, you know?
They knew how to do is the important factor there.
What?
They knew how to do. That's something I'm actually like learning a lot about now. Whereas it's like a lot of people say would resent or begrudge their parents or have issues with their parents. Whereas if you come to a stage where you're like, they don't know better. So even if it's like a fucking, you know, you see like a junkie going around with their kid and totally neglecting them because they're just looking to get their next fix. And you're like, well, fucking, what a shit parent, blah, 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 blah. But also, that is all they know. That is all they understand.
This is going to take a dark turn, but like, what, you know, what if they're being abusive and stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Surely you know not to be abusive, though.
I agree, but I don't think anyone on this planet thinks of themselves as I am an abusive person. I think they think that they're validated in some way,
yeah,
which reflects
true.
On it. The words "new" that's a deep lyric. The words "new" is interesting there.
I believe that beauty magazines promote low self-esteem.
Yeah,
I mean, sure, I don't follow it.
I think the entire fashion industry and stuff like that like, lives off low self-esteem.
Yeah, I mean, if people were happy with themselves, would they really need, you know what I mean? I don't know. Again, it's not an area of expertise, so...
I remember working in it, and I remember depressing the girls there, where it's like, you realize that we're selling an image of, you're not enough. You need our products to be complete.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, I think definitely.
I believe I'm loved when I'm completely by myself alone.
That's an interesting, that's very deep.
I have no idea.
That's a high self-esteem thing, where it's like, that's the ideal scenario.
I believe you can't control or choose your sexuality. I think that's kind of obvious. Yeah. I believe. Well, when was this song written?
I don't know. Savage Garden, you're talking like probably 90s.
Yeah, so I mean, people now think it's not, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, what you call it, that it is a choice. I believe that trust is more important than monogamy.
I think that's just shit that people who like to ride around say. He's a pop star, so he's just trying to gaslight whatever girl that he's trying to date at the time when he wrote this. And he's like, monogamy isn't important, man. Like, it's about trust and it's about respecting each other's boundaries. He just wants to fuck around.
I believe that your most attractive features are your heart and soul. Aww.
Hearts aren't attractive. You know what's attractive? Pair of tits. I don't believe in souls, especially when it comes to ginger people too. Have I just dated you with that reference? Ginger people do have souls.
A South Park, is it?
No, that's like an old. That's like one of the first YouTube viral videos.
If it was YouTube, I'm aware of it. I was the perfect age to get into it.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in souls.
I do. I believe that family is worth more than money or gold.
I think friends, it
kind of depends on who your family is and who your friends are, you know what I mean? I don't think that applies. It's not really a, you know, one fits all type thing.
I think that your family, if you want to put it in as in the people you choose to call your family, and that can include your friends. Because I've got friends that are closer to me than some of my closest family, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? So I do believe that if we're talking about it in that sense, then yeah.
I believe the struggle for financial freedom isn't fair.
Oh, we probably have very different views on this.
Oh, I don't want to get into it. I just want to say yeah and move on.
I think the top and the bottom, no, it's not fair. I think in the middle, yeah, it is fair. I think a doctor should earn way more money than I should. I don't think everyone should earn the same money. But the top and the bottom, the inequality, the top 1%, and Jesus, like, poor starving countries, yeah, that's fucking bollocks, like.
I believe the only ones who disagree are millionaires.
No, I don't. I disagree, and I'm not a millionaire. I'm more close to
people. You own Loblaws, so, I mean, I don't know, that's... I'm
close to the poverty line, being real.
I believe forgiveness is the key to your unhappiness. I assume this means the opposite of what I thought it meant when I first read it, where it's... So, like, it would not be the key to happiness.
Yeah. I think what he's saying here is that if you keep forgiving a shitty partner and taking them back.
Oh.
But I totally disagree.
Well, I mean, you can forgive and not take back.
Exactly.
So, no, I'm actually fucking huge. Like, yes. Forgiveness is the key to mental health. I personally believe.
Yes. 100% agree.
I believe that wedded bliss negates the need to be undressed.
Don't give a shit about getting married.
I believe that God does not endorse TV evangelists.
Don't believe in God.
I don't even know what evangelist means. should I?
Very underrated line.
I believe in love surviving death into eternity.
No, we just die.
If you
have kids and stuff like that.
I'm very agnostic, so it's kind of like I'm open to whatever. Okay. I don't think it's my place to say.
Yeah.
I believe in karma. What you give is what you get returned. Not always. Sometimes no.
I don't believe in the universe controlling us.
Like, yeah, it's more like if you're a prick to people, the idea is that they'll hate you then and then they'll be a prick to you back. That's what karma is in theory. It's not, if you think hard enough, you'll get what you want.
There's some, like, force pulling us together. No, I don't believe in that. But, yeah, if you're a dick to people, they'll be a dick to you too.
where am I at? Can't even care.
It's in the chorus
now. I believe you can't appreciate real love until you've been burned.
No, I think people, like, just meet each other. I think some people meet each other when they're, like, 15 and then
just people who've had one relationship for the whole life, you know what I mean? So I don't really know. Probably don't agree with that. I believe the grass is no more greener on the other side. For the most part, yeah. I believe you don't know what you've got until you say goodbye.
Bit cheesy and shit.
What?
Bit cheesy.
Yeah, I think you can appreciate what you have. Yeah. My issue is I do appreciate what I have, but then I get real nervous. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm
real anxious. Like, for example, what would I do without this person? I'm always thinking, what if they die now? And what, you know what I mean? You should appreciate what you have, but at the same time, maybe you shouldn't appreciate it too much.
You have to accept that life is not static and that it's constantly moving and evolving and stuff like that, yeah.
Man, that was fucking deep.
I like that. I like those questions, guys. If there's more stuff like
that,
I really
don't. I think they're proper deep and depressing.
Why? No, that's interesting.
But I appreciate the effort.
We learned a lot. Like, I think we learned a lot about each other.
Oh, yeah, but I prefer having a laugh at Julian Simmons.
Let's have, yeah. And now, Savage Garden, I'll tell you. I still want to see Julian against Sengo. That's a fucking dream match right there.
And now, Sean McGovern, the legendary quiz show, Quiz Zone, comes back for a special one-off episode. Okay, well, I'll finish the question first. You're invited to take part and can bring four people of your choice with you, but they must be pro wrestlers. Who are you bringing? Right. See, this is the gas thing, right? You and Katie slagged me off for not knowing any movies, right?
Yeah.
And you've never seen Quiz Zone.
No.
Yeah, Quiz Zone is way better than any Scorsese fucking piece or like Spielberg or any of that shit, right? This is proper TV. This is proper fucking art, right? The way Quiz Zone worked was it was set in a play area. I think it was in Kildare somewhere. And you had the red team, the blue team, and the yellow team, I think, right? And what happened was, each team, there was rounds. So each team nominated one person from their team each round. It kind of rotated, so everybody got to go each round. Yeah. And they'd be in control rooms, kind of like the war rooms you see in the draft. So the three contestants on each round would step forward onto the kind of like a kind of onto the main center stage. They have their own little podiums they could stand on. And the ref, the host, I forget his fucking name, legend, in my opinion. I actually know somebody who can do the perfect impression, which is probably what got Quiz Zone into Sean's head. I mentioned on Twitter. Nice. I have a friend whose one specific talent is to is to impersonate this ref to perfection. script, word for word and everything. It's great. But a very specific talent to have, but a very good one nonetheless.
I love those talents.
What happens then is the ref asks a question and the three contestants run over to a pair of headphones that are lying on at the first part of the play area. Mm. And they put the headphones on and their team has to quickly research and find the answer to the question.
Okay.
And they get the answer to the question. I don't know how it works. So now, obviously, you can just Google it. But, like, I assume... But, I mean, even... I watched it back there, like, a few weeks ago because we were watching it in college for a laugh. And the questions are really fucking hard. Like, even now, you'd be like, whoa, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, they have to research, find the answer. Once you have the answer, the person with the headphones on then immediately takes the headphones off, runs through this like course over the play area, and they can go a number of different routes, and in different rounds certain routes will be blocked off, and they, you know, you have to be tactical about it because you have to get through the play area the quickest in order to get your to get to the podium first, okay?
Right.
But different routes, so say if you went a longer route you could get the bonus ball, and the bonus ball will give you more points if you got there first and if your answer was right. So once you get your answer, you run through the play area. Whoever gets to the podium first, they get to answer first. And say the red team makes it first and their answer is wrong, it goes to whoever came second.
Right.
And if they're wrong, it goes to whoever came third. And whoever gets it right gets X amount of points. They get points for having the right answer, and they get points for being quickest and getting the bonus ball or whatever along the way. It's fucking amazing, and I need to bring it back.
You know this so detailed. Like.
Man, this was like my childhood. I love this show. This show is deadly. But what wrestlers would you have on?
So what are we looking for here? Are
a
we
mixture
for
of intelligence and athleticism. Right. So my first two are Matt Stryker. I know he's not wrestling anymore, but did he say past and present? Well, fuck you, Sean.
He
never officially retired. Yeah. So I'm going to go Matt Stryker. I'm going to go with Aaron Stevens. Is that what he's called now in NWA?
Damn it!
Or Damian Sandow, whatever. You know, intellectual savior of the masses.
Right.
Then I'm going to go Bobby Lashley because he's Jack. No, I'm not. No, he wouldn't fit you half that fucking area. Who's? I'm going to have to go with Cruiserweight, actually. Who's really smart? I'm not going with Session Ball. She would not have the brains. She would. I feel like she'd hold the whole team back when it comes to the like research aspect of it.
Yeah. Will Ospreay has a lot of one and not a lot of the other.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You have to find the balance.
Ricochet. He seems very intelligent.
Really?
He's well spoken, like.
Is he?
Yeah.
His promos are shite.
Yeah, but like even on Twitter and stuff like that, like when you ever see
Mustafa Ali, that's my answer.
There you go. Given me Twitter, that's great.
You've given me Twitter. I'm giving that's you Mustafa great. Ali.
Yes,
that's perfect.
Like, Sami Zayn.
Oh fuck, that's a great one.
Sami Zayn.
If he doesn't get injured
one.
In the course, that's yeah, a great one. I think. How many do we pick?
Yeah,
it's four of us in total. So I have to pick. Oh no, I have to bring four people. So I'm going to bring Sami Zayn as well. Well, we can. Wait, this isn't us, you versus me.
Yeah, we have another one of them.
Yeah,
coming,
yeah,
so.
Which is you versus me, so we're going to save that. Any other smart and athletic wrestlers?
Smart, right, so Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, yeah, those that don't go to Saudi Arabia, basically. Alistair Black
who's
seems like a proper...
Jordan Devlin is very intelligent.
He'd also
very
be very
athletic.
Very, yeah, like yeah. David Starr.
David Starr, yeah. Is he mad athletic? Is he fast? Would you?
See, you wouldn't associate him with speed. Yeah. I think he'd be underrated. I think he's
a professional athlete.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. See, they're all athletic, but you have to think who's the most athletic. You know what I mean? Cruiserweights definitely seem to be the answer. Cruiserweights with big brain cruiserweights. Jack Gallagher maybe before he became a roadman.
Yeah, now with the tats, I can't.
Gentleman Jack, but then Gentleman Jack would be too like, oh, you go ahead of me. You know what I mean? Like, if him and another person, like, because I remember my favorite clip from Quiz Zone is when there's two kids running through the play area. I remember one time one of them clattered the other one, absolutely speared and wiped him clean. That's not part of it. You're meant to do that. You know what I mean? That's like, it's not a full contact show.
He just did a big Keith Lee thing to him.
Yeah, yeah, it was a pounce, like.
Knocked him off the
big
bouncy
Monty
council.
Brown fucking. Monty Brown. He seems like somebody who'd be. Oh, but then again, you have to go smaller.
Quiz Zone. Monty Brown.
Monty Brown on Quiz Zone. That's
something you never
thought. That feels like a show title. but yeah, I think we've given enough answers.
Yeah, there's loads there.
Great, thank you. Love so, it. See, a very man of culture, question. Sean, bringing Quiz Zone into this. I really appreciate. I respect that. Thanks for the question. At Clueless Nerd. Oh, this is an interesting one.
Love it.
This is an interesting one. You are asked to book a 5v5 Survivor Series style elimination match using only Lowe's buds. Who do you pick? So, ABBA system.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah,
so,
that's
you
fair.
Know, you pick one or I pick two and then you pick two, whatever.
Yeah.
But who goes first? Are we flipping a coin, is that it?
We'll flip a battery. Do you want
heads I win, tails you lose. Let's go.
All right, so you're going heads. Heads is Duracell.
Heads I win, tails you lose. Let's go.
Heads it is.
Yeah, right, heads okay. I win. Okay. Oh, that's a tough one. Bollocks, because I have to think who are you going to pick. Fuck. Declan.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to pick someone who's a regular at Low Low's parties. They've been like, they've won contests and stuff like that. And they'd be very good in a Survivor Series wrestling scenario. I'm going to pick Phil Boyd. and I'm also going to pick...
Watch Rick pick all the wrestlers. I'm going to stick loyal. I'm going to stick loyal to the
boys. No, I'm not going to just pick wrestlers.
I'm picking the legit Lowe's
Woods. I'm not going to just pick wrestlers. I'm going to pick...
Justy, watch.
Gonna go for a bit. No, I'm going to go for a big lad here as well. I'm going to go for Brian Mullally.
Yeah,
he'd be mad for
that's
a
fair.
As well.
All right. You see, again, I have to think who are you going to pick? Who are you not going to pick? Well, do you know what? Fuck you, I'm just going to pick my boys, right? First of all, Tony Kenny, shout out. Every week he's giving me the chance to batter Katie around. 20-6, that alone gives him a spot on my team. I'm also going to give a shout out to the third member of the Wokeens, Sean. Sean, who just asked the Quiz Zone question. You bring Quiz Zone to the table, you're in my team. So my team right now is what? Declan, Tony and Sean, banging team so far. I think I'm winning.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to go for... Jimmy Malloy, because no one's going to be able to hit him. No one's going to be able to hit him.
He's also better than Joseph Duffy in MMA, as we've established.
This is it. Jimmy Malloy. There we go.
Can't argue with that.
Who else is in there? Right, okay. Let me think.
That's such a tough one, isn't it?
I'm going to go for... No, I'm going to go for... Someone who's also been at several parties and been involved. I'm going to go for WWE star Valkyrie.
See what I mean? He's not into the real... I'm representing the
These
real...
These are Lowe's Woods. They've been to parties.
I'm representing the
They've been
OG
to parties.
I am going to... Well, you've picked two, yeah?
Yeah.
So wait, what's your team before now? Phil, Valkyrie...
Phil,
Brian,
Valkyrie, Brian and Jimmy Malloy.
Jimmy Malloy. That's solid.
It's a good team.
Also, this is my last two then. Fuck.
I've just got one left.
I am going to go with... you see, I'm going to go with Tristan because you need somebody to give you good team music.
Solid.
You know what I mean? Can't come in looking like shit.
You'd have chemistry then, because you all come out to
exactly. It's all about chemistry. We have a team name. We've got everything. You know what I mean? It's all nailed down. I am gonna go with. You see, I'm thinking like the Kendo and stuff, but he'd have Walker, and then it'd get me really angry, and I feel like it'd cause dissension with the ranks.
Kendo's tiny and he has allergies. You don't want that.
I just realised I've got an army veteran in my fucking team. You're fucked.
Oh shit, a Finnish
army veteran. Yeah. How do I not mention that? And a quiz zone.
I'm just going to give him PTSD. I'm just going to get behind him and just like, beep.
He's going to freeze on the spot. Oh shit. I am going to go with... Oh fuck. Do you know what? If we're picking wrestlers, Abby Mox.
Oh, okay, fair.
One of my favorite wrestlers,
Tristan and Abby. Your chemistry wise, exactly. You're doing
you have
quite
to think
well.
About the chemistry.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's my team. That's solid.
I've got one left. I am gonna go for Joe Stodge.
That was my fucking. As soon as I said Abby Mox, I was like, maybe I should have picked Joe.
Joe as well. Like, he has a massive following. Like, so he's gonna bring the fans.
Oh, he's
gonna have the crowd on side as well. Like, yeah, no, Joe Stodge. I think I'm winning that all day.
No. I'm still confident. All right, well, how do we determine
guys,
this?
Twitter
poll.
Who do you think
wins?
Yeah,
the team with the army vet, the quiz zone, the historian.
I've literally got someone from the WWE in my team.
See what I mean? See, they're not focused. They're thinking about WWE. They're thinking about other, you know what I mean, other projects, whereas my team are focused, you know? I don't know. That's just what I believe. But yeah, and we've got Declan. Declan get the whole Shamrock Rovers team like on our side. You know what I mean?
Joe Stodge has 10,000 followers on Twitter.
Yeah, we've got Shamrock Rovers. We've got fucking Leanne Kiernan. We've got Terry Thatcher. We've got like with Declan comes with a great Declan comes great responsibility. I think that's a great team. Anyway, where am I now?
Last one.
Last question at Rian _. Well, it's Rian anyway.
Is it Rian or Ryan?
Well, it's Ryan if you're a tan, but right. I'm going to call him Rian.
Is that the Irish pronunciation?
I assume so.
Okay.
Well, that's what he has it here. It's R-I-A-N, so that's Rian. Okay. Well, feel free to correct me. It's your own name. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong.
He's had so many issues with his name. He's like, I didn't think that was the part of my name.
Right. You're booking a wrestler's Love Island. You need five males and five females. I love that. Not men and women. Females.
People get wound up by the use of the word females. It's a big feminism thing now where they don't like it.
It's female, the word is grand if you're using it within the right context.
Yeah,
so like
I agree.
A female author or a female wrestler. But if you just say Katie's a female, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
Hello there, females.
I might say it accidentally if I'm trying to say something else and I get my words jumbled up, but like, I wouldn't deliberately go,
people go mad about you using it in general, and it's like, if you're using it to annote gender, that's literally why it's there. The same way it's there, male is fine to use. I don't get, it's a real bugbear like that for some people, and it's like, I get what you're saying, it is a bit dehumanizing, but if I'm not talking about you and I'm talking about a gender, that's what it is. Sorry.
Where am I looking?
Five females.
Oh, yeah. To start the show, everybody start from the beginning again. You need five men and women to start the show, past or present, past can be in their prime physical condition. Who are you picking and who's the couple who wins it at the end? Right, I want to choose the women because I've got an idea. I feel like there's more characters that fit into what I'm... Well, actually, no. You see, I've already got a plan, so like that's basically it.
Right, okay, so do I.
And you want to pick the men?
Okay.
Right, I'll explain my concept first, and I think it'd be funny if like you hit me with a response afterwards, right? So I've always wanted Love Island with fucking emos that hate each other, right? I want Love Island with nerds. I want Love Island that don't leave their fucking house and that don't want... I want Love Island where like the people who are there thought they were signing up for some... I don't know. They thought they were going to Asha, and they took a wrong turn, and they're on like some weird tropical island. That's why I don't watch Love Island. It's very generic. If you watch one season, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
It's all just Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, but with different accents.
Yeah.
I think it would be far more interesting if you had not different looking people. It doesn't matter how they look. It's the personalities. You know what I mean? Like people who like, you know what I mean. I want to see normal people in there, but in this case, I've gone with like proper psychos that don't don't seem to like human interaction.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be the most interesting. I hope. your picks don't line up, but I feel like they might. So the women I've gone with are Raven Creed.
Yeah.
Perfect character. That's oh, the God. Character I want to see on Love Island. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, nobody from WWE really fits the psycho kind of mold. Like, Impact have a lot of them. Jessica Havoc, Sue Young. I'm thinking maybe, I didn't actually fucking finish this bollocks. Rosemary. And who in AEW? AEW definitely have like a psycho character. Awesome Kong, maybe?
Yeah, you could do Brandy when she was being weird.
Nah. I'll show you.
Jessica Havoc, Rosemary, Sue Young.
Awesome Kong.
Okay.
But I'm gonna. But then he said past as well. Who in the past was like... But you see, in the past, it was all like Trish Stratus and all, wasn't it?
Yeah.
See, Jazz wasn't an emo, but I feel like she'd fit like the hard...
I think Sunny would be great on Love Island.
No. That should be really sad.
No, like back in the
oh,
day.
Oh, in a prime?
Yeah.
No, because that's prime Love Island material. I want right. somebody who's not. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like... Who doesn't fit like the Love Island kind of...
That's what I've done too.
Ah, bollocks. I knew you would. Yeah, fuck it. Who have you gone with?
I have Zach Gowen.
That's what I mean. Just he's like got one leg. Doesn't mean he'd be
I've
a bad
I've nothing to do. It's just like it's an interesting dynamic. Because like someone's got to overlook the fact that he has one leg and see the person behind the leg.
And which one of my five are going to be the one to do that?
I don't know. We'll deal with that after. I've got Naked Midian. I've got Viscera. I've got JBL, because it's going to be interesting.
JBL will be interesting.
And I've got Maven, because there's not a reality TV show that wouldn't be better without having Maven in it.
Maven's
We've
great
seen it. He's the original WWE reality
you
show
see,
king.
I'd love Maven on that, because I think, like, the other way I just said I want an emo Love Island where they all hate each other.
Yeah.
But Maven is the one person who's not emo, who actually would fit into, like, a regular Love Island. So he's just there kind of awkward, like, hey... What are you up to? It's like Raven Creed, just like, fuck off, don't talk to me.
Right, okay, so Raven, who out of them is she gonna... Raven and Maven, that's just adorable.
Ah, Maven Creed.
Raven Creed, there we go.
I put a tweet out about that like years ago where it was like Maven, but like with the Raven Creed like hair and makeup. I think that would be really cool.
Who would match off, who'd be good matching off with Naked Midian?
I don't really know Naked Midian.
He was a. Do you remember Midian? Do you know Midian from WWE?
I know of him, but I never saw him.
He was a really creepy old lad who like had a streaker gimmick and he wore a fanny pack around. But every now and then you got to see the side of his knob. You did like.
I'm not too upset about missing out on that.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. But
outside the main event, like
it'd be interesting if you had a streaker on.
Like, would you rather Midian or like Daniel Bryan with streaker? You know what I mean? Like, I know, but. See, we'll skip him for now.
Right, okay, yeah, he gets the leftovers. JBL, so who's obnoxious, bit of an asshole, or who'd
see,
be into that?
Jessica Havoc would kill him.
Right.
Rosemary would kill him. Sue Young would kill him. Who was the other one? Awesome Kong would kill him. So I'm thinking Sue Young might be the one who kind of doesn't know what the fuck he's on about. Yeah. Like, Sue Young is legit, like, I will drag you straight to hell, but genuinely hell. Like, Jessica Havoc would kill you, but it'd be... Still a human. A psycho human, but still a human nonetheless.
Right.
Rosemary, I don't know. I just can't imagine her. Even Rosemary, I think, would be like, here, shut up. Like, just stop. Like, I don't know.
I think Awesome Kong.
There's no good fit here.
Awesome Kong would be the best fit with JBL.
Awesome Kong would beat the fuck out of him and kind of like...
Yeah, she wouldn't take a shit.
She'd beat the dickhead out of him. Do you
know
what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
Viscera.
Oh, I forgot he was one. Viscera and who's left?
Jessica Havoc, Rosemary, Sue Young.
This is so random. And all the characters are kind of the same. So I don't... Viscera. Who? What are the lads left?
Zach Gowen and Naked Midian.
Zach Gowen and Rosemary, I think, would be a nice couple.
Sure.
That's not something I expected to say today, but
this is
here.
Some like Katie Harvey like writing like fanfic
on
the internet.
Yeah.
Right. So Zach Gowen, so we have Naked Midian and Viscera and then Jessica Havoc and Sue Young. Like, so who'd be into the streaking element of things? Who'd be like, that's cute. That's who'd
no,
be
no one.
Right, so who'd be into a big guy? Who'd be into a big cuddly guy? Do you know when you have like really big lads and then small people? Is there anyone that are any of them like small in particular? Because that can be cute. Do
You only see big, tall lads. And
oh,
then, like,
so wait, how many do we have left?
We've got Sue Young and Jessica Havoc and Naked Midian and Viscera.
So we have to match two of them together.
Yeah.
Sue Young and Viscera.
Right, there you go.
Sue Young and Viscera.
And then you have Jessica Havoc and Naked Midian. And the winners, this is easy, Maven Creed.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, easy, they got that team name. They got that chemistry.
They have that from the start. There you go. Nailed it. There you go. Wrestling Love Island, guys. It's a show never coming to a screen near you because we just proved the concept that it's a bad idea.
Well, good Lord. We're out of questions. and I think we should just end it here.
Yeah, I think so.
Bye.
See you, Scrapper.